This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Inflation might be slowing down, but as the Chicago Fed president said, those prices aren't as a whole going to actually come back down. And one place consumers turn to in such times is store brands, technically called private labels, like those medicines that have the exact same chemical ingredients as name brand stuff but are cheaper. This week, Target announced a revamp for its store brand, Up and Up, with improvements in quality, packaging, and hundreds of new items. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on that.
Private label sales now generate about $250 billion a year in the U.S., according to retail consultant Matthew Hamery at Alex Partners. And they've been gaining market share the last couple years.
You know, with inflation and maybe a looming recession, private label can really come more into its own, right? Because the value proposition is even stronger.
Some retailers are now copying Trader Joe's with unique and high-quality private label products you can't buy anywhere else. But most are what Hamery refers to as name brand equivalents, or in internet speak, dupes.
Get excited. Today is the video you have been waiting for, the Target skincare dupes you need to know about.
Dupe videos like that one have helped turn many young consumers onto off-brands, and even given them a kind of cachet, says Americus Reed, a marketing professor at the Wharton School.
The anti-brand movement, it's a different way to create a different meaning system, but it's still a brand.
He says it's what helped make Target, Target. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.